Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. The satellite operator OneWeb filed for bankruptcy back in March. The company has now agreed to a sale process to a consortium led by the UK government and India's Bharti Global. Both parties will put up roughly $500 million as part of the deal, with the UK government getting a 20% stake and Bharti handling management and operations. The UK could potentially use OneWeb's satellite constellation for positioning, navigation, and timing services, which could replace the EU's SatNav, which the country lost access to in January from Brexit. Bharti plans to continue building out OneWeb's broadband internet satellite network, which has launched 74 of a planned 650 satellites so far. India's Reliance Jio platforms launched a new video conferencing service called JioMeet. This service offers unlimited free video calls at 720p quality with up to 100 meeting participants and no call time limit. The company says JioMeet offers enterprise-grade host controls, including password protection on calls, waiting rooms to admit participants, up to 5-device login support, and screen sharing. JioMeet says calls are encrypted, but did not specify if this was end-to-end. There are currently no paid tiers on the service. JioMeet is available for Firefox and Chrome browsers, with standalone apps for macOS, Windows, iOS, and Android, as well as an Outlook plugin. Google announced last year it intended to acquire Fitbit for $2.1 billion, but the deal is still undergoing regulatory approval. Now the Financial Times reports that EU regulators have sent 60-page questionnaires to competitors of Google and Fitbit, asking how the acquisition would affect several areas, including the digital healthcare market, if it would disadvantage health tracking apps in the Google Play Store, and how Google might use fitness tracker data for advertising and search. Google had previously stated it will not use Fitbit health and wellness data for ads. EU regulators have set a deadline of July 20th to either approve the deal, ask for specific concessions from Google, or open up a 4-month investigation to explore specific concerns. The UK Competition and Markets Authority issued a report Wednesday, including the assessment that Google, paying to be the default search engine on Apple's Safari browser, creates a significant barrier to entry and expansion for Google's rivals. Google paid £1.2 billion to device makers in the UK in 2019 to be the default search engine. The majority of that went to Apple. The regulator said enforcement authorities could choose to remedy the situation by requiring choice screens or restricting the ability to monetize default positions. Google is discontinuing the Pixel 3a, telling Android police it had completed sales of the phone. Google is rumored to be in development of the Pixel 4a. The weather app Dark Sky said in an update on its website that it plans to keep the Android version running until August 1st. The previous shutdown date was July 1st. On August 1st, currently all existing subscribers to Dark Sky's Android version will receive a refund. Dark Sky is $2.99 a year for Android users, although the iOS version is a one-time $3.99 purchase. Dark Sky will remove weather forecasts, maps, and embeds from its website on August 1st as well. Facebook announced Wednesday it found that 5,000 developers that use Facebook logins on apps accidentally had access to data for some inactive users. Facebook has a policy that after 90 days of inactivity on an app that uses Facebook login, developers can't access the user data anymore until the user logs back in. Some of the friend functions, like inviting a friend to a workout in a fitness app, for instance, didn't have that restriction implemented. Facebook says the issue has been fixed. Facebook also strengthened its terms to require developers delete data no longer required or received an error, get explicit consent from users to share data with third parties, and strengthen data security requirements. Facebook may also request user data be deleted. The new terms go into effect August 31st. Apple launched an online dashboard for the Apple Card. Previously, managing account balances and payments online could only be done through the iOS Wallet app. The dashboard allows cardholders to view balances, schedule and make payments, and see available credit. According to leaked emails seen by Business Insider, Amazon's Prime Day shopping event is being delayed until October. Typically, Prime Day has been held in July, and the Wall Street Journal previously reported that Amazon was considering moving the event until September. The shift to October is reportedly over concerns that spikes in COVID-19 may disrupt the supply chain. And finally, Airbnb announced it will not allow users under 25 to book whole houses in their area if they have less than 3 positive reviews on the platform. These users will still be able to rent private rooms and hotels and rent whole houses outside of their home area. Airbnb says the new rules are an effort to curb house parties in rented properties. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.